Hey everybody, just a little heads up before we start this episode. Unfortunately, there is a little bit of an echo in this episode. I'm not sure really what happened, but the microphone picked it up twice for some reason. So I don't blame you if you skip this one, but it is a pretty good episode, so hopefully try to bear through it. Anyway, let's go ahead and start off this show.
But like, going back to that Natalie thing, that thing is insane. Natalia? Mm-hmm. Natalia, sorry, I forgot she was Ukrainian. That Natalia speaks thing is freaking insane, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I know I'm only on episode 5, but, like, so far it's been crazy.
Yeah, I'm just like, I want to hear more.
So. Oh, yeah. Like, it's a morbid curiosity, which makes me feel bad because it says someone's life. It's kind of like when you watch Kanye, you're like, oh, look at this crazy guy. It's like, yeah, but we're all watching a not well guy walk around. And making fun of them, but yeah, it's just that whole family's insane. Except for minus the kids who refuse to be on camera.
Yeah, well, the mom isn't on camera either.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not going to incriminate myself. I got away with it. She's like, I ain't done. But I fully believe that person's like an actual child. I don't know why. I'm just like, this is a little kid with boundary issues. Lots of boundary issues.
So
no, man, true way. Like, you ordered it? Oh, no, really?
Mm-hmm.
You think they looked at your order and were like, nah, it's not enough money?
I don't know how DoorDash works.
Okay. Maybe there just wasn't a person in the area. Mm-hmm. And they kept on pinging people out of the area, and they're like, I'm not going over there for that.
Yeah,
man, you gotta make that bag. Get that money. I did try to sign up with like Instacart at one point, just earn some instant cash for the holidays, but I never heard anything back from them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, we have a ton of these people in your area. No thanks. We'll let you know when someone quits. But yeah. I don't know. I've never been a DoorDasher. I've been a pizza delivery boy when I was younger. That was an interesting job. I worked for like a mom and pop place. So one, I was taking advantage every 10 seconds. Two, it was like I drove a pickup truck at the time. So it was like my pickup truck with no sign on it whatsoever, just delivering pizzas.
What's it called?
Kinda. But it was like my dad's pickup truck. This thing reeked of pizza all the time now. I was driving around, so I looked like the sketchiest pizza delivery driver ever. You just like see a guy with a beat up pickup, and you drive and be like, "Why is he? Oh, he's got my pizza. Weird."
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. The owner said it was safer if we didn't have a sign on the car or a delivery sign on the car, and I was like, I don't know if that's true. It just sounds like they were cheap.
No, either way.
I think they were saying so I didn't get robbed, but I'm like, I'm in white suburbia. I think I'd be fine. Yeah, fair enough. Well, this was like...
Yeah, this is true.
I would have been 16. How old am I now? This would have been like 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it was a weird job. And I worked my way up from that to like sous chef. And then I went to college.
Do you ever have a restaurant?
Tick machine going. Just keeps on going. It's like, stop keying them.
Yep.
We can't not take to-go orders. It's like, yes, we could have. Most restaurants push them back a couple of hours.
Uh-huh.
I know. But the delivery driver was, one, I was always hungry.
I'm sure.
Because it smelled like pizza.
I was at the restaurant, too.
Yeah, it's like, you get so hungry all the time, too. And I think I made more money as a delivery driver than I did as a sous chef because of the amount of tips I raked in.
Okay.
But I think this would have been around the time gas was $3 a gallon, 2008-ish. So I was probably putting all that money back into gas anyway. And then I wrecked the truck like twice driving for pizzas. And then I always had like weird customers answer the door too, was the other thing. Especially in like apartment complexes. It was always like...
I can't imagine, like, could you get lost?
Oh, yeah. This was, like, 2008 GPS, so it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it was, like, back when phone batteries sucked, too.
I need to ask Ricky if he went to Iceland.
His
picture on his about me looks like a
waterfall in Iceland. He's been to Iceland.
He has?
Yeah, he's mentioned it. Yeah, Ricky's been to Iceland.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Iceland.
Sorry, it's so random.
But I was
like, hey, it's Ricky, Iceland. No, he's been to Iceland. He's totally been to Iceland. He said it was really cool when he saw like Northern Lights.
Yeah. I can tell it's that waterfall.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I did mine yesterday.
Yeah,
I did the dog's one. Hopefully Devin's not listening, so I can sneak that in there again. Actually, he probably fully well knows is there. Because the dog got a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't have a joke. Every week. I'd run out of ideas anyway.
Hard.
Yeah. I was lucky when, like, the foundation came by. I was like, hey, we want to use them. Like, promotion. I was like, that's good timing for me. I didn't have any pictures this week.
True.
I would like to go to Iceland. Seems cool.
It's always the cheapest place to go in Europe.
For real?
Mm-hmm. For a whole week.
Wow, that's really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because it's not Europe?
Yeah.
It's Europe adjacent?
Mm-hmm. It's so cool.
That sounds cool.
And that's his favorite place.
So,
I don't know.
Anywhere.
Iceland.
Was that in your vacation hat this year? Iceland?
It actually was. And I was like, man, he goes to Disney all the time. So I like, but he loves it too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I can go back because last time I got sick. I still did all the things, but I was just not feeling great. So. I want to go back and revisit and actually feel like myself.
Being sick on a vacation sucks because you're like, I don't feel good, but I spent all this money, so I'm going to do things and just feel bad while I do these cool things.
We were basically four guys, my brother and his wife.
Okay. Add another layer to that.
So we had to make sure we had everything planned out. I was like the direction person. Brian was the driver. It was a lot.
I'm on directions. I don't feel good, and I'm not in the right state of mind. Yeah. So hopefully we get there.
It takes like an hour to drive from one end to the other. And I was just like, I'm snoring in the back, I'm like, I'm asleep. Your directions are asleep, but I can't leave Brian hanging, even though the road is basically straight.
So you're sitting there sick, falling asleep, Brian's like left or right, and you're like, left.
Keep going straight around the roundabout because they love roundabouts in Iceland. They don't have stoplights.
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, I like roundabouts. They're fun.
Mm-hmm.
You ever just like get in a roundabout and go around it like a full circle? Then
I probably have made a mistake.
No, I'm talking about just for the pure enjoyment of the roundabout.
No.
Oh, give it a try. I just give it two laps on roundabout. I feel like a little kid again.
But they also have the volcano that's erupting right now, so I was gonna wait to see how that would be.
I'm gonna wait till the volcano stops.
Yeah, like where there's not a sign that it should do that, but just causing more destruction.
Yeah.
Because last time we were there, that's when like the night we got there, we were so tired. So we went to sleep. And we rented this cabin. And the doors just kept moving. Like we had the window open because they don't have... You just need fresh air to come in. I'm thinking some wind is shaking the door. Apparently it was an earthquake all night. Sleeping through it. And no idea what was going on.
Ground's rumbling, y'all are like, yeah, whatever.
I was just like, oh, we had the window open, and you know, somehow doors that are not like, super tight, they can, like, shift like this.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was happening.
No, yeah, it was an earthquake.
Yeah, and then, right before we were flying out to go home, we were at the passport area, and the guy's like checking, he's like, oh, what'd you do, blah, 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 and all of a sudden, an earthquake happened. He's like, you hear that? That's an earthquake.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, I heard, like, so I'm going to Italy in a couple weeks, but, like, I heard that, like, there's been some rumblings in a couple of volcanoes in Italy now, too.
Mount Vesuvius is there.
Yeah, that's the one. Mm-hmm. Mount Vesuvius. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I think it'd be hilarious if I went to Italy, then a volcano exploded.
So,
isn't
that near Pompeii? I think it is.
I'm not up to date on my Italian geography. I know Sicily is an island and the rest is a boot. That's all I need to know. But no, can you imagine I go there and the volcano just goes off and everybody's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, so I was a little nervous about that because their volcanoes are more ass-filled versus like lava, just an explosion.
Okay.
So the last time a volcano did go off, it spouted so much ash into the air, they had to stop all airplanes. People had to go around the island of Iceland, and they couldn't leave. So, like, that was one thing I was really nervous about.
Yeah. It'd be fun. I feel like if I get stuck in Italy, what a place to be stuck in.
I mean, that's true.
Except for there's a national disaster going on. I feel like, yeah, I'm kind of stuck here. It's a bad time to be here. But, yeah, let me, I can I Google it? Do I have Wi-Fi on this computer?
Yeah, it's near Pompeii. That's what destroyed it.
Let me see where Pompeii is. I spelled Pompeii wrong. That's okay.
I spelled Vesuvius wrong, so...
Like, of the two, I feel like Vesuvius. I can't say it correct. I'm speaking it wrong. But of the two of them, I feel like that is the harder thing to spell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, apparently there's a Pompeii Richmond. Good to know. But I want Pompeii with them. Am I going to be in this area? Probably. My luck, I get Pompeii'd. Actually, I don't think I'm going to be in that area.
Yeah, I
think I'm near Florence and Rome. And possibly Milan. I really wanted to see Venice, but I was told no.
Why?
It's okay.
Is it travel?
I think because of the stuff they already had planned.
It is up in the top right corner as I look at this map.
Yeah, it is not close.
No, and I'm in Florence and Rome. That's quite the hike to get from there to there.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents are going like a week before us. And from Florence to Milan. Well, Florence to Milan, if we are doing that, is a pretty big hike, too. I don't know. I'm not well versed on what we're actually going to go see in Italy.
We can get updated, man.
I leave on this trip in almost exactly 2 weeks, and I have no idea.
Yeah, you need to figure out
something warm. I guess.
Yeah, so
Rome's down there. So when I was going to go, I was going to go to Rome. And then I was going to go to... Where is it?
Yeah, dude.
Amalfi Coast and Pompeii. Because Pompeii's down here next to the Amalfi Coast.
Pompeii near Naples, okay. And this podcast has turned into a geography quiz.
Well, you know, it's fun to, look and see where you can go.
I'm going to Italy. I'm hoping to avoid all the historical stuff. No need to see any of that. Famously, I don't think Rome has anything in it.
So after all the places I told you about, we were trying to figure out where we were going to go. I think we're going to Paris.
Going to Paris?
Yeah.
Okay. We worked out. I've heard things about Paris.
We're going to go to Paris. We're also going to go to Disneyland.
Okay.
So make historical and fun at the same time.
Okay. Sounds fun.
And Aaron Burns looked this up last night when he couldn't sleep, so I did not look it up.
Okay.
I want to make this very clear. I love Disney, but so does Paris.
Have y'all thought about going to the one in Tokyo instead?
We would love to, but it's so expensive.
Okay. Have you tried maybe teaching some English in Japan? Granted, they'll just pay you for that.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a friend who's planning on doing that.
That's a dream place to go.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Japan has really gotten a lot of tourism lately. Everybody's like, we love Japan.
Yeah.
I think it's because of all the animes.
Yeah, probably, right.
For the Disney park, I just want to go explore Tokyo.
Yeah, Tokyo would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to go to Kyoto.
Yeah, there too.
Or Osaka.
You can do a date there.
Yeah. Go to Osaka, the rude Japanese city.
Everything's just so cute there.
Except for the work culture.
True.
But, that's nightmarish.
And
the train culture. That's also nightmarish.
I've watched a couple people who took the trains and stuff, and they said it was easy.
Right.
What?
No, never mind. They got a lot of cultural differences there that are a little bit terrifying.
Really? Too touchy in the train.
Oh, I follow this guy.
His name's TDR Explorer, and he lives in Japan. He's from Canada. He speaks Japanese and everything.
Cool.
He's the one I've learned about Tokyo and the Disney parks and the new Universal parks. So he kind of gives you the tips and tricks, like where to go, what to do, and that's where we've learned a lot.
He just wouldn't go on a train during rush hour. Oh, those things are cramped.
So the train, if you go early in the morning and then right before that, you knock out some stuff.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, but Paris, though.
I've always wanted to go to Paris since I was in high school. So how many years ago is that? I am 32 and I was like 16, so.
16.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, it's Lewis. Hi, Lewis. Well, that's a good time to go ahead and start the show.
Yeah.
Warning! You are about to start listening to Punch the Clock, a podcast hosted by three self-proclaimed cooperative professionals, Marshall, Justin, and Noel, recorded entirely in their company's break room. Marshall claims to be the perfect man, but if that's his idea of perfection, I'd hate to see what imperfect is. Justin claims to be Will Arnett's best friend. However, a restraining order says otherwise. And Noelle believes she is a Disney princess. But we've never seen a crown. Finally, warning, please leave the show now before the podcast starts in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Punch the Clock, the only podcast that just stalls for time until their guest gets here. I'm your host, Marshall.
I'm Noelle.
And Justin is not going to be here again this week, so eventually we'll get back to that game we were playing before the new year. But, Lewis, thank you for joining us on the show today. You got some Mexican food?
Yeah, I do.
Well, let me change this mic so people can hear you.
Some tacos, al pastor.
Towards Noelle so people can hear her. Oh, I love a taco al pastor, man.
Where'd you get 2 mics?
He's always had.
Because Justin had one.
Yeah. Big money makers, huh?
Hey, we got to spend the money to make the money.
Mm. Yeah.
So far, it's been more spending than making, but it's okay.
I got some tacos, my pastor.
Oh.
Nice. They put pineapple.
Is it pineapple?
You sure it's Al Pastor?
That's what they told me.
Okay.
It tastes good. I've had it before.
Okay. There's no pineapple in your pastor, bro. I just love pineapple in the pastor. It's good. Is it steak pastor?
It smells good.
Is it steak or is it pork?
Pork.
Okay.
Have you ever seen pork before?
I have.
Sure about that?
Yeah. Hey, just an interesting looking pastor.
It tastes great.
Oh my gosh.
I should get into that racket. That sounds awesome.
There's Martin, who's the water guy. You can look him up. He goes through all the different waters. And they do taste different. Brian and I went and purchased them a bunch. And we did taste test them all.
So you all saw the YouTube channel of someone taste testing and immediately thought to yourself, I need to taste test this.
No, he's a water expert.
But you and Brian immediately were like, oh, wait, we got verified.
We watched them do it, and I was like, oh, it's interesting. I see all these water. I've never got on the way to try them. So we did that, and there is a difference.
Did y'all get the black water?
No, that's not nothing.
All I have to say is Evian is the worst water I've ever had.
That's spring.
Dasani is pretty bad.
Tasted off.
Does taste bad.
Well, Dasani is purified tap water, and they put sodium in it to make it fizz and all that.
Yeah, Dasani is bad.
Yeah.
Also, normal water shouldn't fizz.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
He said it doesn't actually do anything. My leg touched the ground when I'm sitting here, and so I was trying to adjust myself.
I don't know why I had to verify that. I was like, that's BS. I must verify. Check, listeners, and it is true. It's okay. Neither did my wife's. She's shorter than you.
Huh? You don't need to lie about your height. We all know you're 7'2".
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm really
stable. Yeah, if you could just take your feet off the table, they would fit on the ground. Disgusting. He's trying to eat over here.
Yeah. We should actually do that for the podcast. Taste test water.
Yeah, we've done other taste tests. That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Mostly energy drink and Doritos based, but...
This one's a little more hydrated.
I guess this one's actually good for us.
Yeah.
I'd be down.
Punch the thirst. This one's free.
every episode's like a 30-second episode. Drink water. Next week, drink water.
Try this water this week.
Oh, there you go. Make it 1 minute long. This week we're going to go ahead and drink some fresh tap water from our work. Just go ahead. You hear that crinkle? Nice, pure tap water. Tastes a little alkaline in there. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, there's filtered water here.
Yeah, I know. That's why I just drink it from the tap here.
And there's an actual water filter.
Yeah, in the sink. Yeah, I know. Ricky makes fun of me every single time that I drink water from the tap, and I'm like, dude, you can drink it from the tap here. It's fine.
Wait, where's the filter?
That sink has filter.
That one in the middle?
Yeah, that's where I drink it. Oh. It's just filtered water.
What's wrong?
Bad?
It's not the filtered water. There's another water filter.
Are you talking about the one over there?
Yeah, that dedicated water dispenser.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's where Ricky goes to get his water.
Yeah.
Oh, I just get it from the sink. Like, I used to drink from the hose as a kid. I'll be fine.
A lot of people don't get it from the sink. I'm like the only one
that
goes over there and gets
the sink's
water.
Fine. Sink tastes good.
It does. I want it now.
Yeah, you just go get water from the sink, yo.
I do like the ice better here.
Not allowed to have that one. That's for the executives.
The one here?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one over there.
Yeah, on the other side of the office.
Yeah.
Who get it from the sink? You gotta get that tap water. You gotta drink the hose water. The hose water is why I never caught COVID.
That's your secret?
Yeah, made me immune to everything.
Okay.
Except for lead. Probably have a lot of that in me. That's not good. I'll end up like my parents. My parents are old. There was lead and everything back in the day, listeners. Yeah, in the gas and paint.
There was.
It was. Yeah, we probably shouldn't have done that. But whatever, moving on.
Yeah, we learned.
Did we? Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is our first episode since the new year. Coming back. As is tradition, we're just going to get this out of the way. We got to come up with New Year's resolutions for ourselves and for each other. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Justin isn't here, so we'll just come up with a New Year's resolution for him. Well, every year we go around and we make a New Year's resolution for other people. Yeah, this is funnier. Lewis, you're going to be our stand-in for Justin. How about that? So if you could... What do you think Justin... Here you go. What do you think Justin's New Year resolution is? Give us a speculation.
Justin's going to buy a bass guitar.
Bass guitar, alright. Justin's New Year's resolution for himself is learn to bass guitar. He's going to be so happy when he finds out. Alright. And, Noel, what's your New Year's resolution this year?
I've had a couple.
Okay, more than one.
Yes. To read more.
Exercise.
Okay.
Which I've been doing both, so.
Okay.
Two for two right now.
Cool.
Declutter.
Cool.
I'm already starting that. Think positive. That's it.
My New Year's resolution for myself this year is to keep being as awesome as I am.
That's a great one.
You're really fulfilling that prospect.
I'm awesome. I don't need to change.
Just be yourself.
I'm perfect in every single way. It's a human being.
What are your resolutions?
Well, of course, I'm playing my bass guitar.
Yeah, you and Justin will have a lot in common. Maybe you can jam.
A double bass band.
Nice.
Call it Just the Basics.
Really?
That'd be actually a really awesome name.
It would be awesome, but I think it's just...
Oh, man. Yep. Fair enough. I can't believe you and Justin had the same New Year's resolution. Let's go up.
Justin's New Year's resolution is going to be to draw all different things and how to complete those.
That's very nice.
He's really been drawing.
Yeah, he's really gotten into it.
I never see him draw anything, so.
Yeah, pretty good. He likes the chibi stuff. Cutesy stuff. Yeah. He got into that. Well, now we got to assign New Year's resolutions to each other. I would like to go first.
Get your house in order.
That's cryptic. And if you could assign one for Justin, since he's standing in for Justin.
I mean, I came up with that one for his drawing, so I'd say continue doing that.
Draw every day.
Yeah, just continue doing that.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Can I get one for me? I don't know why I'm doing hand gestures. On our audio medium.
That
could be a good resolution for me to stop making so many hand gestures on the podcast that people can't see.
I want you to be more positive about yourself.
Okay. They'll go right along with my keep being awesome one. Yeah. Lewis, what you got for us?
Excuse me, a mid-bite.
No, that's fine.
The last thing they give me is snort my nose because I can't breathe.
Some of our listeners like that.
Yeah.
It's like disgusting ASMR.
Alright, Noel.
Some of them are freaks. Some of our listeners are freaks. So we try not to appeal to them.
The resolution is just to review the masterpiece that is David Lynch's 1984 film,
Dude. Yeah.
Would you like a mural?
a nice poster on his wall.
That's Paul Atreides.
I'll find the wall, I'll paint the mural, and at the bottom of it, it's just going to say in big letters, 1984 David Lynch's Dune.
Top fave. You know, I should give you a resolution to watch more movies.
Damn. Yeah, that'd be a good one for him.
He watches like the three or four that he loves. And I'd be like, you should watch this. He's like, yeah, I'll put it on the list. I'll probably watch it.
Nice.
Scott recommended a movie. I think it took me about 3 months to get to watching it.
It happens, man. You get busy.
Well, I just usually watch about 3 movies a year. So.
You can kill the cat over there.
Shows? Not really. Just watch like documentaries. A very boring person.
We have a documentary for you, buddy.
Marshall, Matt Marshall, El Paso on the Lewis.
We were talking about it before you got here. There's one called Natalia Speaks. And it's about a family who adopt a Ukrainian child, but then they accuse her of being an adult woman in disguise, and it's, is she an adult woman, or is she an actual child? Oh, yeah. She is also a little person. There's a documentary about it.
Yeah. It's also brand new on HBO.
There are also two horror thrillers based on that.
Yes.
Without going into it, it's a wild ride.
Each episode, you're like, oh wait, no, I'm for them.
Like,
it's just crazy.
Makes
no sense.
Yeah. Alright, I'll check it out.
Check it out.
I have a hot take.
Alright.
Do you have
Max.
Or Max, whatever it's called.
Possibly. I'm sure I can find it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's also going to get a free trial.
Oh, yeah.
Just make up a thing.
I'm sure I can find it.
Nice. Yeah. Also, we're going to need some resolutions that you're going to give me and Justin. We haven't finished this part.
Oh, yeah.
Justin's famously his New Year's resolutions are either in base, so if you can assign him one, that'd be great.
Well, yours?
Oh, sweet.
Here we go. You want to sing, you want to provide vocals for a track.
I can't sing.
You're going to stretch those pipes.
I have no skill at singing whatsoever.
Look how far
I've been. I'm pretty bad. Is this going to be a pop punk band or something? Because I can't. Maybe I can just scream things.
Could be. Could do the one song that goes like, "Tonight is the night that I fall for you."
What if I just read the dictionary?
It could be spoken word, like Henry Rollins.
You all play in the background, I read the entirety of Moby Dick. Call me Ishmael. There we go. That could be fun. First album, Moby Dick. Second album, Great Gatsby. We could make money doing this, Lewis. Let's go back to this.
Justin, since he's already told me he's going to purchase a bass guitar.
And learn how to play bass, yeah.
Yeah, you should learn a bass song.
So y'all going to make a band?
Yeah, I didn't say anything about that.
Well, y'all are getting the same guitar. So.
I'm just telling him, you know, just the basics.
Well, I do have guitars, but I'm on vocals, apparently. One thing I have no talent at. I guess we're making an avant-garde bass band. That'll be interesting. Want to join a band? Can you play drums?
Yeah, I can just do this in the round.
Give you a tambourine. Yeah, perfect. Keep the time. Yeah, well, thank you for that, Lewis.
You're welcome.
All right, so now I got to sign everybody a news resolution. I didn't think about anything.
I also need to hear about Funnel Girl, because I'm going to know
that. Oh, yeah, we're going to get the Funnel Girl. My New Year's resolution for Justin, since he's picking up bass, and his other one is to learn a song on bass.
Spice up his outfit, his wardrobe.
You think he needs to? That's a little bit of a harsh cut.
No.
Your resolution is to look better, buddy.
Yikes.
To be a rock star. Come on.
You do have to wear freaky things as a rock star.
Come on.
Do we have to do the Red Hot Chili Peppers and come out on stage with nothing but socks on? I prefer not to. Or at least let me drop in there 50 pounds.
Absolutely not.
As long as I don't have to gain back 50 pounds, that's a bummer. I'm good. I feel better. Lewis, your New Year's resolution this year is to watch 3 mainstream movies.
Ooh, that's
what I'll put it on my list.
3 mainstream movies. Of your choosing. Of your choosing. Three mainstream, commercially successful movies.
That's a hard one.
You can start with the Barbie movie if you really want to.
Barbie movie.
Yeah. That's on HBO Max, too.
So you can set the documentary, and Barbie, Knock It Out.
One, two.
He's thinking about it. See the wheel starting.
Justin's New Year's resolution from me is to get a mohawk.
A mohawk.
A business mohawk. He'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Yeah.
What about a mohawk?
I'm more a fan of the skullet.
Right down the middle. That'd be fine.
The Hulk Hogan haircut.
Yeah, good old skullet.
I mean, you just get wigs for that, honestly.
Yeah, that's fair. I still think, I should have said no hawk. That would have been funnier. Y'all know what no hawk is, right?
It's the twin things, right?
No, a no hawk is when you go straight down the middle of a buzz cut, and then you leave your hair the same.
That's a look.
Yeah. And then you go by the nickname Skunk. If only I could have taken it back, but I can't now. I already gave him the mohawk.
All right.
Now we're going to have to call him Spike. He's not a Spike, too. He could have pulled off Skunk. He can't pull off Spike. Bummer. Anyway, moving on to Noelle's. You already got to watch Doom. So that's a bummer. And you got to keep exercising and being healthy. I'm getting really no good idea.
There's always a Star Wars holiday special.
Done that. That's awful.
It is awful.
It's because you didn't watch the edited version that I recommended you. So you decided to go full bore. To the raw, uncut film.
I did. I went uncut.
You're going to watch it. You need to really watch it.
Oh, I just want the best bits.
You're like, should you go in the bathroom and then like go Christmas hat?
I see an ad for a movie. I see the trailer. I say, that could be a good movie. That I don't watch the movie.
Nice.
That's all I need.
That is something. Do you have Netflix?
Yes. I just watched a movie actually on Netflix.
What?
Scott Pilgrim vs. The World.
Nice.
Lovely film.
If you like documentaries, you should check out the World War II in Color series.
I'll put it on the list.
That's a documentary.
It is.
Your New Year's resolution is to play the top game in these three categories. First person shooter. RPG is one, right? Role playing, that's like Harry Potter and stuff, probably. For this year. That's become out this year.
Oh, come out this year?
Yeah. Or be the top one of this year. How about that?
Yeah.
Role playing, and then I forgot all the other genres.
Racing. Simulation racing.
You know what? The last one's just Fortnite. You gotta play Fortnite.
I don't play with kids.
Yeah, there's adults on there.
Marshall plays.
Yeah, I play. Probably. There's also adults. Like, you can be Spider-Man. You can be Rick and Morty. Hey, you try to be the last one alive.
Oh, okay.
But Fortnite, actually, I've kind of tossed you a bone on this one, because Fortnite has four different modes.
Okay.
One is the Call of Duty one.
Uh-huh.
One is essentially Guitar Hero now.
Okay.
Now they have Lego Minecraft kind of thing. And then they have a racing game. So
wait,
just
Lego and Minecraft together?
It's like a Minecraft clone, but it's Lego. So you know how Minecraft works?
Yes.
Think Legos.
That fascinates me.
And then there's a racing game in there. So I'll tell you what, pick one of those four categories in Fortnite and have the one whichever appeals to you the most.
I already have the other game I'm going to play after I play.
And then report back to us on the podcast.
I always write the game I'm currently playing. What is it called?
We
played it.
Oh, It Takes Two?
Yeah. So I'm in one more level. And then we're like, it's done.
Well, why not Fortnite? So there's your task. You must play Fortnite.
Also, I just want to point out, I'm one of the 5% that's completed Harry Potter, like, almost to its full max. Just like,
yeah, you should be able to deal with Fortnite.
anybody wants rankings.
There. So play Fortnite. Never gonna need you to play a popular first-person shooter. Well, that comes for the RPG one. So there you go. Then report back to us on the show.
What comes out this year?
Let me look on the opera while y'all continue.
GTA 6, does that come out this year?
No. I think it comes out.
Does it?
2021?
No.
They've been saying they're going to put out this thing for years.
I forgot my phone doesn't get any service in here. That's rough. Yeah, that would have been smart. Like a Dragon comes out, Final Fantasy. I might have given you a really hard one for this one. A lot of these came out last year. I guess it's dropping in last year. I should have put an upcoming, sorry.
There is no Japanese school.
I tell you what, I'll let you go back to 2023. As long as it's not Hogwarts.
Hey, I am reading it.
I'm sure. Play something else.
Baldur's Gate, here we go.
Yeah, go play Baldur's Gate. That one's fun.
You could play War Thunder. If you like World War II, there you go.
Yeah. All right, so now we got our resolution.
Persona 3 reload.
Let's just go through all of our resolutions so the listeners are aware. Lewis, what were yours again? You have to.
This is Peach Showtime. What's that?
Oh, there we go. See?
I had to watch
three
mainstream movies
that are commercial successes. I'll let you pick any year.
Any year.
But you know what? No, I realize what the trap is I just fell into. It's be from the
2020s.
Any year in the 2020s.
All the 2020s.
All right, I'll tell you what. You can go back to 2015. How about that? What was your other one? What did Noella sign to you?
There's nothing there to watch.
What did Noella tell you you had to do?
Okay, this is house in order.
Get your house in order. Hey, you're also learning how to play bass.
Yeah. Cool.
Maybe if the company would not lose my couch and shipment.
Oh, my God. Sucks.
Where did it go? Do you ever wonder where did it go to?
I don't think it went anywhere. They never shipped it, probably. Sorry, you can't complete your order. And then I see the same.
They ran out of it?
It's still on the website, so I don't know what their malfunction is.
I'm missing a couch. Did you get the Kelly Clarkson discount? She's like the spokesperson for Wayfair.
I've seen her ads, but I just blank out.
I didn't know there was a discount code.
I mean, it was Black Friday, so.
Oh, okay.
This has been a long time.
It was already a steal.
Did you call him and be like, hey, you still have this on your site? Still haven't seen this couch? Do you actually have this?
You opened the help desk ticket and everything for it.
Sorry. You're just not getting that couch, bud. Yeah. That should be your secondary New Year's resolution acceptance. Noelle, your New Year's resolutions were to play Fortnite.
Play video games.
Play Fortnite. Play an RPG. Play a first-person shooter. You told her, what did you tell Noelle? She had to watch David Lynch's 1984 Dune and review it.
Yeah.
And
Oh my gosh. I don't know what that was. That was disgust.
It won't measure up, apparently. We gotta get through this, though, so we can get the tunnel. So maybe hold on to that for another day, buddy.
I haven't seen the first new Dune, so...
What?
Yeah. What's the point? I've already seen Dave Lynch's 1984 masterpiece, Dune. Patrick Stewart, Sting, Kyle MacLachlan.
All right, Justin's New Year's resolution was to meet for himself, famously for himself, was to get the bass guitar and learn how to play it. Louis, you assigned him to learn a song.
You asked him for a new hairdo.
I told him he has to grow a mohawk.
I told him he should get to draw
a drum. I like how yours were actually helpful there. Mine was to keep being awesome. Noelle's was to treat myself better.
Yeah.
And what was yours for me?
Oh, you have to do vocals.
I had two vocals in y'all's band.
Yeah, yeah.
So happy new year, everybody out there.
Yeah. This is going to be a painful one.
Yep.
But anyway, Tunnel Girl. Louis, you want to start leading off with Tunnel? Tunnel Girl.
Did you get mail?
God, yes.
Do you like it?
No. God
damn it. Squish. That's my favorite quote, Tunnel Girl.
Quoting this all week. It's like a separate video. Now you relate to the tunnels. And she goes all about getting mail.
Hey, I'm looking up now and 2 days ago YouTube video. TikTok tunnel girls making people mad.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. Okay, so here's the lore I'm telling you. You want to go into the lore or you want me to go into the lore?
No, you can go. You know more than I do.
Wait, she talks about people.
Okay, so Noelle, on TikTok over a year ago, there was a woman called Kala, and essentially, she has very monotone voice. Every single time she talks, she's like, "Hello, welcome to my house." This woman has created a mine in her basement, and I don't mean like, oh, she's digging in the basement. No, I mean, she's legitimately got a mining operation in her basement. She, for the listeners, she has gone into the walls. She has bored out a tunnel. She has reinforced it with concrete. She has, like, put wiring all through this thing. She has ventilation. She has, like, learned skills on the way. She has built herself a mine cart, an excavation, like, pulling lever system. She has not given anybody any excuse other than she's finding a source of rock to build a castle around her house.
Wait.
I thought she said she thought it'd be cool to.
She also said it'd be cool. You gotta understand, this one was tunneling underneath. Okay, when I say there's someone tunneling in their basement, right? Where do you think this person lives?
Like, suburban neighborhood?
Yeah, actually. Look, people, this was not like out in the middle of nowhere where she wasn't bothering anybody. I gotta mention, she was posting this for over a year. She was tunneling underneath her home and her neighbor's homes in Arlington, Virginia, under a quarter acre of land. Now, Louis, have I missed anything here?
I think that's about it. Well, I'd say the most impressive part is she's done it all on her own.
Yeah.
Question, though, is it illegal?
Yes, very. Like, it's a permit illegal thing, but it's like, yeah.
She
has. They recently, just literally over a year later, just shut her down and told her to stop. Like, the city came out there. Her neighbors finally reported. Her neighbors were upset because they kept on, they didn't know what was going on, right? They just kept on feeling rumbling under the ground and all this stuff. Vibrations. They're like, what's going on? It's really loud. She must be doing some sort of home improvement project. Then someone, I guess, found out about the TikTok and reported her, and they were like, she's been tunneling. They're all upset about, like, are our homes and, like, about to fall in on this tunnel, you know? Like, obviously, you would be upset if you found out your neighbor was just tunneling all over the place.
I'm sure he's literally just
find my own. Well, see, here's the thing. She claimed, in their video, she's like, I'm an engineer. Okay? You would think, oh, okay, she has some qualifications. No, she's a software engineer.
So I'm getting that she believes two rooms in her house is haunted.
I hadn't seen that video.
That is a good possibility. You never know. Never know.
Yeah, this woman's been like, oh God, I wish she could just turn on the volume and hear her voice too, because it's kind of unsettling but very like soothing at the same time.
She looked into the camera and jump scared me.
Yeah.
She's young.
Yeah. She spent like $50,000 on this project.
Why didn't she just go out in the middle of nowhere and do it? And she wants to build.
Well, imagine you have a weather shelter. Some bad weather comes in. You're going to drive out to the middle of nowhere? No, you want her to be.
She could have done it just directly underneath. Why'd she keep going to other people?
Yeah, she was tunneling all over the place. She was welding down there around a bunch of wood and sawdust.
Especially there, because like Arlington, Maryland.
It's like DC area, like DC suburbs.
Yeah. Stone that's like underneath. It's not the safest.
No. That's what everybody, like, people who are actually in construction and engineers are all, like, looking at her stuff, and, like, people are like, oh, it looks really safe and impressive. They're like, no, this is actually, like, the biggest crap shoot we've seen.
She's still a 9-to-5 job?
Yeah.
But how do we know that she isn't right and they're wrong?
You think Big Tunnel is trying to shut her down?
Possibly.
Big Tunnel will shut you down.
Maybe she's done her own independent test.
Apparently somebody else has done this in Bethesda.
Yeah. Lewis has mentioned this before. Yeah. And someone died.
Someone died. Fires broke out in secret tunnels.
Yeah, that's because there's a stock broker.
Is there something wrong in that area? Or in the Maryland area?
Well, the whole like area is probably clay.
Yeah.
There is a river that runs pretty close to all that area.
What?
Tunneling. Just tunneling underneath everything.
The best part about that guy was that his assistant for the secret tunnel, he denied giving him a map. He would not give him a map of the secret tunnel, because there were already tunnels underneath, I believe.
He
refused to give him a map, and the man he had digging the tunnels also slept and ate down there.
This is the guy in Maryland, not Tunnel Girl.
Yeah.
Just be clear.
Yeah,
that guy died.
No,
that's terrifying.
I see that.
Like, I saw Tunnel Girl. She's like, "Oh, I have fire precautions for when I'm welding." And she's like, "I wet the floor." It was like most insane thing. She's like, "Also, if a fire breaks out, I have the air cut off, and I'll put this over top." And it was like just a piece of sheet metal, and I was like, "That's not going to do anything."
That's insane. I'm surprised
she was able to go up. I get the sense that she has a lot of hubris. Because, like, in an interview with her, she's like, "I've always had the ability to learn how to do things really well after just seeing them one time." And I'm like, "I think you just think you're doing it well." It's like, I taught myself these skills after reading a PDF. It's like, you probably are not as good as you think you are.
Have you all seen...
Anyway, let Tunnel Girl tunnel. Free Tunnel Girl, that's the official stance of this podcast. Let her keep going. This is America. If you want to tunnel under everything, you should be able to.
Prime Services TikTok, I guess, of all of this. When there's no music playing, he's just reversing. He's going... He's, like, dancing. It's the weirdest video. You should look it up. It made me laugh so hard.
Okay.
Yeah. You can tell he's like practicing or something, and so like the music's not playing, but he's trying to get the beats. Forrest Gump there? Maybe.
After all, that was his dance instructor. You can see Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
He's in the braces and he's like moving around so that he sees Elvis doing the same moves on the television later.
I don't remember.
Shout out to Tom Hanks, I guess. Shout out to Jerry Springer. Screw that guy. Sorry, Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Springer, I have nothing against.
I haven't seen Forrest Gump. Does that count as a H2 movie?
Yeah, but I told you, it has to be 2015 or newer.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
I tell you what, why don't you watch even Softball you want to help you out? Start with Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Sounds awful.
It's avant-garde. You'll like it. Yeah, but just try starting there, bud.
Yeah, you
did
that.
Is that based off the Gucci Mane song?
Yes. Pretty sure. Maybe try the Barbie movie for.
Yeah.
Do the experience.
Yeah.
Everything Everywhere All at Once and do a little Barbenheimer. Report back to us how the experience was.
Yeah.
Now you're going to need a nice solid 3 hours for Oppenheimer, so be prepared.
We might watch like a 15-minute super cut.
It's got to be a full thing, bud.
I'm going to say exactly what
report to me what your three movies are. I'm going to find the very specific scene and be like, "You remember this part?" And you're going to be like, "No."
This part is... If I watch it in full, I'll probably forget that scene.
I'll make up a scene and be like, "You remember the part where blah blah happened?" And you're like, "That didn't happen." And I'll be like, "Good job." Well, maybe I'll tell you a real scene. Who knows?
Have you seen Interstellar?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you've seen Christopher Nolan.
All right.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan. Lately.
You've seen Batman movies? You can't say lately. Oppenheimer's great.
No, I meant the one before that time.
Oh, yeah, that nightmare. My brother's trying to convince that movie's better.
When did Batman come out? Which Batman are you talking about?
This is Batman again. The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight Rises.
I saw the one with Heath Ledger in it.
Okay. Dark Knight. You don't like that one?
It's okay.
Man, we should have written down Justin's New Year's resolutions. I'll write it down for him.
We'll stick him, he'll be like, hey, bud.
From Lewis Marshall.
And yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's about time we wrap up. Thank you for being here, Lewis, and talking about Tunnel Girl and everything else.
You're welcome.
Anything you want to shout out? Other than our upcoming band, apparently.
I just want to say it was so difficult for you to come on. And now you're on. Gosh, I'm so touched.
Well, I did have to go to Tunnel Girl. And then I had to explain who Tunnel Girl was.
That word in it.
Yeah, he had to prime me.
Can I have a topic? How can you not talk about Tunnel Girl, though? That's an American success story.
Shout out to the Elon Musk Boring Company. I'm sure they'll be teaming up with.
I'm sure. Oh, God, he would. He would. He would give her the equipment and tell her have at it.
Yeah. Like, or a flamethrower, too.
Like, he would. Like,
see where this takes you. She's out on the highway.
Probably. All right. Noelle, got anything you want to shout out?
No, it was Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody.
This is a new year.
Happy New Year. Shout out to 2023 for me for not being as terrible as I could have been. I have no hope for 2024. I noticed a lot of people stopped doing the 2024 blah 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 year is going to be my year post. I think we all learned. Just stop. Don't jinx us. Shout out to David Lynch's 1984 Dune, I guess. Yeah. And shout out to the country of Iceland.
Yeah.
Good job, Iceland.
There we go.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. I've been Marshall. And we've been joined by
Lewis.
So, thanks for being here. And as always, toodles.
Toodles.
Why? Do you get mail?